This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue in Maseches Yevamos. We're learning Daf Kuf Yud Beis 112. Who would have ever thought we would be Zaycha to get up to page 112? There are 121 blat. This is page Kuf, this is blat 111, really. And away we go. The Mishnah said that a Yevama who says that within 30 days he didn't have relations with me, so he needs to release me, so we force him to give her chalitza. After 30 days, where we assume he already had relations with her, the only thing is she's saying he didn't. So she can't go free until somebody releases her. So then we merely request of him that he gives her chalitza. But we don't force him because we assume he had yibum with her. He did yibum with her. So clearly in the Mishnah, there's a threshold of 30 days. That before 30 days, if she said he didn't live with me, if he said I did live with you, then we trust her because apparently it's possible to refrain within 30 days. After 30 days, it's impossible. Says the Gemara, Man tana da'at chasin yomin mukim in ha-shanafshi. Who says that for 30 days a person could hold back? Amar Rav Yochanan Rav Meir. Rav Yochanan says it's the holy Tana Rav Meir. I ever tell you, Rav Meir is one of my favorite Tana? It's the holy Tana Rav Meir. The Tani we learned in a Braisa. Tainas Basulim. A man marries a woman, and then he claims she was not a virgin, she was not a basula. So when could he make, until when could he make that claim? Maybe he's making up a story, maybe he just got upset with her, and he really found her to be a basula. And then later on, when she made a cholent that didn't have enough pepper in it, he got upset, and he's claiming she was not a basula. So tainas basulim kol shloshim yom. Up to 30 days he could say, look, I didn't live with her on day one. I didn't live with her on day two. This is the first time I'm living with her. I haven't lived with her until now. So the Tainas Besulim is until... Tainas Besulim is until 30 days. Tainas Besulim is until 30 days. Let's see. Okay. Tainas Besulim is until 30 days. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says, Nistara, if he secluded with her la'altar, then he can't say, well, this was the first time I had relations with her and she's not a basula. He can only claim it immediately. Lo nistara, if he didn't go into seclusion with her, then the halacha is that it's only up till, it's only if he did not go into seclusion with her, afla acher kamashanim, he could continue to claim that he that she is not a basula for many years. In other words, Rameyer holds, bottom line, that a person could refrain from having relations for 30 days. Even if you do go into seclusion, you can wait 30 days. And if you don't go into seclusion, then you can hold back more than 30 days. The Rabbi Yossi says, no, if you go into seclusion, you can contain yourself even immediately. If you don't go into seclusion, you could hold back for a long time. The bottom line is that Rameyer seems to hold that a person could hold back for 30 days. Rabba says, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yossi. It could even be Rabbi Yossi who seems to say that a person could hold back much, a person cannot even hold back one day. Adkan loy kama Rabbi Yossi hasam. Rabbi Yossi only said over there that a person cannot restrain even one day. Elaba arusasa, only the woman who's your arusa, where we say, degisba, where you're frequent with her, you're very comfortable with her. So therefore, immediately even, since you're comfortable with her, you picked her, she picked you, you're bashert for each other, so then you can't hold yourself back. Avalesha Sachav, your brother's wife, who you don't want her, she doesn't want you, but heaven orchestrated that you don't have a choice. So then Mivzes buzzes Mina. He is embarrassed from her, so he could hold himself back even more than immediately. Okay. Now the Mishnah says that within 30 days, if she says, Loi Nevalti, we force him to give Chalitza. Why Chalitza? Why not Yibam? Tosfos says this is talking about in the olden days when Yibam is preferred to Chalitza, but nowadays, to anybody, Chalitza is preferred to Yibam. So the Gemara asks, Ad shekavnas elachla, it's until, instead of forcing him to do Chalitza, nechfinu li abim, why don't we force him to do Yibam? Amar Rav, Rav said, you know what we're talking about over here? She claims that he didn't have relations with her. He claims that he did have relations with her. And she pulls a get out of her pocket. The rabbis say, why? What's the get? She says, he gave me a get to passel me from Yibam. He says, I gave her a get because I did Yibam and I want to get rid of her. So Yibam is not a possibility because she claims he gave her a get to aser her in Yibam. Amarav v'shagita yoytzim da'chaziyot, he gave her a get. So if he gave her a get, he can't do Yibam, but if he didn't give her a get, he could do Yibam. Meisei, we'll ask a question. Yivama sha'amra, b'sarach shalashim yom lay nevalti, a Yivama that says within 30 days I nebiya. Bainshu oimer ba'alti, whether he says I did have relations with her, bainshu oimer loy ba'alti, whether he says no, I did not have relations with her. Koifin oiso shayach loitzla, we force him to do chalitza to her. La'achar shloishim yoyim, but after 30 days, mevakshim en shayachatza, we ask him to do chalitza, but we don't force him. So basically, this is the same thing as the Mishnah. He oimeres nevalti. He says, I had relations. She said she had relations. She says she had relations. V'hu oimer loy ba'alti. And he says, I didn't have relations. Hareza yoytzi beget. You go out with a get. So if she says she had relations, he says I didn't, then he gives her a get. Hu oimer ba'alti. Again, after 30 days, we ask him to give her chalitza. She says I didn't have relations. He says he did. So we ask him, do her a favor. But if she says, it's after 30 days, he had relations, and he said, I didn't, we don't believe him. I raise the yotzib again. Hu aymer ba'alti, v'yomer zolein ba'alti. He says, I lived with her. She says, no, he didn't live with me. Okay, sorry about that. The card was full. It wasn't recording. So again, after 30 days, if she says, within 30 days, we say he didn't have relations with me, and he says I did or I didn't. We force him to have chalitza because within 30 days it's possible for him to refrain. After 30 days, we basically ask him to do chalitza because we assume that a bia was done. If she says he had bia, and he says, I didn't, then she goes out with a get. We basically don't believe him. He says, I had bia, and she says, no. Even if he changes his mind, and he says, I didn't, you need a get. So he says, ba'alti. He says, I lived with her after 30 days. She says, no, he didn't live with me. Even though he changes his mind, and he said, I didn't live with her. you need a get and chalitza. Now, why do you need a get and chalitza? She says, he didn't live with me. But since he originally said he did, and after 30 days, it's very hard to change your mind. So the halacha is, you need a get, because likely he did yibum, and chalitza you need, because shavya nafsha chaticha disura, she says he didn't have relations with me. Now, if you need a get, Rabbi Yisai, that means a get was not given before. If a get was not given before, so then we're back to the original question. Then why do we say that within 30 days we force him to do chalitza? Why don't we force him to do yibum? Until now we were saying the reason why we don't force him to do yibum is because a get was given. But in this braisa, clearly the get was not given, because it says here, tzricha get v'chalitza. That means you only need a get now. That means you didn't need it. There was no get given originally. If there was no get given originally, then why do we force chalitza? We should force yibum. Says the Gemara, Rav Ami Omar, Omar Rav Ami, tzricha chalitza im gita. You know what it means? You need chalitza in addition to the get that you gave earlier. It doesn't mean you need a get now with the chalitza. It means in addition to the chalitza that was given originally, and that's why we didn't force yibum, because a get was given, you also need chalitza. Rav Ashi, Omar Rav Ashi says, hasam get lezikasai hacha get lebiyasai. You know what it means when we said, you know what it means that you need a get now? You do need a get. A get was given before, it was a different kind of get. If a woman who is zakuk to you, and you say, I am giving you a get only to remove your zika, then the halacha is that if he lives with her and does yibum to her, even though he's not allowed to, midrabanan, because a get for the zika was given, that yibum is effective, and they're married, and now you need a get for the bia. So there are two kinds of gets. You could give a targeted get for zika, and in that case, she would become usur in bia, but only midrabanan. And if he would live with her, it would create a bia, and then you need a get for the bia, and the chalitza, because the woman says, he never lived with me. That's what Rav Ashi says the get means. Now we have an interesting case. Hanu shneihem moedim de'asu l'kamei de'rava. Two people. They originally said he lived with me, and then they changed their mind. They said he did not have bia. Both of them. And it's after 30 days. Amar lehu rava chalutzila, give her chalitza. Vesharula tigra, and free her. Aye, what do you mean? We learned in the Brayis you need a get. Amar lehu rava shravi l'rava tani tzricha get v'chalitza. So he said, Amar lehu. So Rav Shravi said to Rava, it says in the Brayis that you need to get a chalitza. So Rava said, okay, fine, if that's what it says, I guess that's what you got to do. I guess chalitza is not enough. You're going to need a get as well. Because after 30 days, a person can't contain themselves. Now here's a shaila. You have a woman who falls to yibam, and after 30 days, the yivama says, he did not have relations with me. So we say, okay, look, we have rachmanus on this woman. She's claiming he never had relations with her. You have to give the woman chalitza. But we to ourselves believe he already lived with her and she's free. So what's halach with the tzara? Presumably, regarding us, we say he had yibum with the first woman. He did yibum to the first woman, and the second woman could go scot-free. He's giving the first woman chalitza. He doesn't have to. It's only for the first woman who has this ridiculous claim. He didn't live with her. We, in our heart of hearts, say he did live with her, because there's no way he could hold himself back for 30 days. But in order for her to go free, since she claims that he did not live with her, she can't go free unless he gives her chalitza. But we don't need him to give her chalitza to matter the tzara, because vis-a-vis the tzara, we say he lived with the first woman. Boy minei hoin braid Rav Nachman, hoin, the son of Rav Nachman asked Rav Nachman, sarasu ma, what's halacha with the tzara? Amarlei, Rav Nachman said, v'chim neishan u'koifim v'akshin tiaser tzara, because we force the guy to give chalitza within 30 days, or we ask the guy to give chalitza after 30 days, tiaser tzara, we're going to ask for the tzara? Now we had a case of a woman who made a neder that she's not going to get hanah from the guy. So if she did it while her husband's still alive, and then her husband dies, we're going to force the guy to give chalitza. If she did it after the husband died, so she ruined her own yibam, we're only going to ask the guy to give her chalitza. Tanan hasam, barishoina hayu aimrim. At first they would say, shalosh nashim, yoytzai sunalos ksuba. Three women, they have to go out, but they still get their ksuba, because it's really not their fault that they have to be divorced. Ha'imeres tamei ani lecha. Let's say the wife of the kohen says, sorry husband, somebody raped me, so I'm usur to you. It's not my fault, I was raped. So the halacha, she goes out, but she still gets the ksuba, because she's not at fault. Ha'imeres, or hashamayim b'ini l'b'inecha. Let's she says, heaven knows what's between me and you. In other words, she says that to the guy, you don't have what it takes to have relations. You can't be intimate with me. Who are the Edim? Only God knows. So he has to divorce her. But the thing is, she gets her ksuba, because it's not her fault. Ha'imeres, okay. Netula ani min ha'yehudim. If she made a neder that she can't get hanah from any Jews, chazu. So then the halacha is, so now why would she have made a neder that she can't do tashma shamita? It must be painful to her. So she's an onos, so she gets her ksuba. The thing is, if a woman could do this, if she sets her eyes on another guy she likes better, so she could claim to her husband's zakan, oh, I was raped. Now this way he has to divorce her, she gets her ksuba, and she marries someone else. She could say, oh, heaven knows you weren't intimate with me. Or she could say, I can't get it, Tashmish is too difficult, and she'll move to another country and marry the guy she wants. So the Shaila is, the Gemara says, Chazru Loimra, the rabbis retracted to say, Shaloite Isha Nesenesenea Ba'acher, that a woman should not put her eyes on someone else, mekalkelas al baila, and corrupt her husband. Ella, rather, the rabbi said as follows, ho'imeres tmei ani lecha, a woman who says, I'm usur to you because I was raped, tavi raya ledvara, we make her prove that she was raped. Or if she says, hashamayim beini, now, in the meantime, she's usur to her husband. But the rabbi said, no, she's mutter to her husband. Otherwise, every woman could destroy her marriage. Any aishas kind could destroy her marriage. Hashamayim b'ini l'banach, which says, heaven knows what's between me and you, that you can't be intimate. Yasu darach bakasha. We ask the husband, okay, try to be intimate with her. Netulani min ha'yehudim. If she says, I am usur to the Jews, yafer chelkoi, what he could say is, okay, you're usur to all the Jews. I have no jurisdiction on the isur you place on any other Jew, but I could matter the neder you made regarding me, and he's matter the neder, and yafer chelko umishamashtai. Utehe netulam, and I do them, and she remains usur to all Jews. So now the Gemara is an interesting shaila. Yiboy luhu, netula ani mina yehudim liyavam mahu. Let's say she says, I make a neder that I'm usur to the Yehudim. I usur myself b'ana to the Yehudim. And then her husband dies. Is she usur to the Yavam? Mimaska adaita demais baila v'nafli kamayavim lai. Do we say she thinks about the fact her husband might die and she'll fall to the yavam? Is she also to the yavam because of this neder? Do we say she thinks about the fact her husband might die without children and she's going to fall to the yavam? Do we say she had in mind the yavam? Now, if she had in mind the yavam, the husband can't be mater. He can only mater his chilek, not to the yavam. And the yavam can't be mater, because nobody can mater nadarim that were made before you were married to her. Or do we say, no, she never had this in mind, so she's not asering him. She only meant to aser anyone who could potentially be mutter to him, if her husband divorced her. But the yavam, even if the husband would have divorced her, she would not have been mutter to him, because she would have, that would have been she would have been grushas achiv, so she never had him in mind. So it's not chal gabe the yavam. Rava, my Rav says yavam ain't a kabal. The husband's, the yavam's not like the baal. She's not usher to the yavam. Ushmul amar yavam hariu kabal. Shmuel says the yavam's like the husband. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Kvasei de Rav, Mistabra. It's Mistabra to say like Rav that she has in mind the Yavam. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah, Noideras Hana mi Yavama Bechaye, Baal is someone who asers Hana from her Yavam while her husband's alive. Koifanoi so Sheyachas, we force him to make to do Chalitza, because we say that she did not have him in mind. But what do you mean? Vemisa de Moska Daita. If she could have him in mind, like Shmuel says, then mevakshin mi boile. We shouldn't force. Why do we say that we force him to divorce her because she never had him in mind? But if we say like Shmuel says that he does have her in mind, then we should not force her. We should not force him to do chalitza. We should only respectfully request. So it must be that the reason why it's mistaber like Rav. Rav says that she does not have him in mind. But if you're going to say like Shmuel that she has him in mind, then we should only request him to do chalitza, but we shouldn't force him because she's thinking specifically to aser him. It must be she doesn't have him in mind. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here. Wishing you all a wonderful evening. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
I have a question.
Sure.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.